Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Memphis is the jewel of the South, home of Graceland, Beale Street Blues, and birthplace of the struggle for civil rights. Now Memphis is the backdrop for an inspiring new drama, Bluff City Law. Emmy winner Jimmy Smits and newcomer Caitlin McGee star as two brilliant attorneys, a father and daughter, and together they'll take on evil corporations, fight for justice, and change the world. Bluff City Law premieres after The Voice this Monday on NBC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm not alone, I'm not high, and I won't get upset or blow off steam. Everything is not what it should be.
Getting bigger today.
Leon's getting larger.
You won't believe the superstar guest we're going to introduce you in a second. I'm Greg Rosie's here. This is Happy Hour.
And here they are.
Low energy jet.
Please clap.
I always feel nervous when Larry Stevens is sitting across from me because he is radio royalty.
Yes, he's big time.
You say the show's getting bigger now. Was that a personal remark?
No. It's a setup for one of my favorite lines from the movie.
Hey, you've lost weight, man.
I have.
I'm proud of you.
I have. And
when was the last time we had dinner?
That I know it seems more recent. Probably about 6-7 weeks at least.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our fine sponsors, Duncan Tomlinson, Jacqueline Tomlinson, had a baby, decided to lose some weight, went on the keto thing, and she lost a lot of weight. And
talked you into it.
Well, it's easy to do because you can eat a lot of what you really like, so I don't feel
like
I'm
deprived. That's my diet, buddy.
Deprived.
That's the way to lose weight.
Quick example, and I'm eager to meet the gentleman that you brought in with you this afternoon. But a quick example, another one of our great sponsors, the Pizza Place, does phenomenal pizza, great subs. So I picked up for the family last week and got a large pepperoni and a bacon chicken ranch sub. Bacon chicken ranch is keto friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The bun is not. So what I did was I scraped the toppings off three slices of pizza and the inside of my half of the bacon chicken ranch sub. And it was
sort of a Frankenstein kind of thing there, isn't it?
It was a very tasty meal, but here's the thing. When I was done on my plate, I had three slices of empty pizza and the bread from the sandwich. And when I held all of that in my hand and looked at all that bread, I said, this is what I would have, I could have easily eaten this, but I didn't. And that's how you lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been patient. You know, when you set yourself up, I remember for my daughter's wedding last year, I didn't want to be a fat dad walking my daughter down the aisle. And I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I really didn't lose anything. But over a period of time now, 2-3 months, you know, maybe a pound a week, I'll take it.
Yeah, but you know, as long as you're on a steady loss, and I've got to do that too, you know.
We had a huge party to celebrate the graduation of Joey Clark to Middays with Jack Campbell on the News and Views.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I saw pictures of myself that did not make me wince. I did not look like...
Who is that sexy man? Oh, wait a minute. That's Joey Clark. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, the pictures are actually... We had our largest Baumhauer's turnout ever for that ceremony.
You know, I wish you didn't do it on Wednesday night. You know, I'm a church-going guy.
I know. We have a lot of listeners that can't go on Wednesday because of that.
You know, and every now and then, for one reason or another, we don't have a Wednesday around holiday time, so I'm trying to catch a time when you're doing it and we're not having to be there. I'm going to come out.
We may schedule something at your convenience because you're Larry Stevens.
I'd love to come. I'd love for that.
And everybody would love to see you too, because I know so many people personally that grew up with Larry Stevens.
Yes.
And I still occasionally bump into people that listen to me when I visit my daughter down in Miami. So it's kind of a cool...
It's great. We were out looking. My friend here, and we'll introduce him to you, as you said, in a moment. But I have a really special friend here today. But he loves to play pool. So I said, we'll go play pool. So we went over to the bowling place on the East Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Where they have pool tables. And we got through, and we were a little hungry. I said, let's run down here to Taco Bell and get a couple of tacos. Just something to tide us over for then. I didn't want to eat too much. And the woman was checking me in, and she looked at me, she says, what is your name? She went nuts, you know, and it was such a great, you know, she was so sweet and kind about how much she enjoyed and had listened over the years. So I love that.
I did say on the morning show, I said it's very difficult to be on the air with Larry because by comparison, I sound like a woman.
Oh, no, you don't.
Because he's got this voice that goes below, you know, it's about as deep and resonant as the human voice is capable of getting.
I don't know how it got there. I don't know. I tell you what, my first job, the guy that owned the radio station had a really nice voice, you know, for a small town. Of course, he didn't know how to use it. I mean, he was always doing weird stuff, but he had a great voice. But for him, the voice was everything. If you had a good voice, and he told me, he said, just sit and read and build your voice. Mm-hmm. Read out loud. And I was about 15 when I would just sit and read for hours. And he was right. It did help build. You know, and it teaches you how to breathe and to talk at the same time.
Yes.
But with him, it didn't matter how bad you were on the radio as long as you had a deep voice. And so, you know, we found out later, you know, that is not really in the equation. I mean, you remember Barney Pipp.
Sure.
And Dick Biondi from Chicago.
Biondi, yeah.
Those guys didn't have great voices, but they were incredible air talents.
Yeah. Dick Biondi. I found myself working with him when I was 17 years old at WCFL. I was in the music department doing research and stuff. Mr. On Top of Old Pizza.
Yeah.
And one of the first bad boys in radio, too, who got into a little trouble for something today nobody would...
Oh, you, Biondi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it was he said, but...
Well, back in those days, you didn't dare say H-E double hockey sticks
right
there, you know?
Right.
You didn't. You just didn't do that.
But we have maintained a very wholesome tenor on this show.
B-S.
As we introduce your friend, explain to him that is a BS alarm that goes off whenever it detects me telling a fib.
Yeah, and it probably goes off a lot. Rosie's
smiling at me.
She's just smiling.
Not when I'm here. Not a whole lot.
Let's meet this gentleman that you brought with you this afternoon.
Sure. I have to tell you a little bit of the backstory. For some reason, he and I became friends on Facebook about 3 years ago, I think it was. And I don't even know how we became friends. We didn't have a lot of common connection. Mm-hmm. We had one friend, common friend from my hometown that was friends with him, so it might have been through that, one of my best friends in high school, but he was friends with DeMond here. So I began watching DeMond's post on Facebook. First of all, he began talking about his political values, and I want him to explain those to you. And being that this is not color television, DeMond is a young African-American male, 27 years old, and he began espousing political views that really intrigued me. You know, he always talked about the greatest president to ever live, Donald Trump, you know, and things like that. And
he's
then,
not alone either, but the media treats them like freaks. Do you not agree with that, DeMond?
Definitely.
And then so after that, we found out that he was a Crimson Tide fan. And on top of that, he's a very strong Christian young man. I mean, he's got some incredible values in his life. And all of this impressed me. So we began to talk back and forth. And I said, well, if you ever get down this way, we'll go to an Alabama game. Well, by golly, he got him a plane ticket. And he flew in Tuesday morning to Birmingham. And I went to pick him up. And I was looking for him. And I kept thinking, I knew what he looked like from pictures. But I was trying to spot him because I'm driving and didn't want to have to stop too much.
Right.
And I see this t-shirt with big words Jesus across the front. And I said, there he is. And so we connected on a lot of different levels. But I told him, I said, and that's the reason I called you, I said, you'd really be interested in this guy because of his political beliefs and why he's arrived at this and that kind of thing. His name is DeMond Jones. He is from Roanoke, Virginia, which is about 3 hours from where I grew up in Virginia. So there we are.
DeMond, it's so great to have you here. And
thank you.
I think every time, and we're seeing finally a shift, because the way I've always viewed it, first of all, I don't know a conservative that does not want the American dream available to all people. And pardon me, but we've also been confused as to how the Democrats keep going back to cities they've destroyed and to a constituency. It's like Baltimore. Trump had the guts to pull the lid off Baltimore, $15 billion, and you've got the number one rating in rats and all these other issues. The murder rate is sky high. And yet when someone like you steps up and says, I'm off of this, I am a conservative, I'm a Trump supporter, you risk the wrath of the media who expect, and to me this is the most racist thing of all, they expect you to think and vote a certain way because you're a person of color. I think that's so incredibly racist, and I don't understand why it's taken so long to break that paradigm.
Yep, I hear it all the time. Like, when I'm expressing my views, I get labeled an Uncle Tom, a sellout. I hear all these things, but they just don't want me to be a free thinker. Like, when African Americans, when they come around, they talk about, hey, they're conservative and stuff, but then they run into people of opposing views, they get called an Uncle Tom, a sellout, and they just, they don't want you to vote for yourself. They don't want you to think for yourself. But I'm different. I'm a free thinker. And it's really how I was raised. My grandmother had conservative values. Mm-hmm. So this is where I get it all from. Because mom and dad didn't raise me. I haven't seen my father since I was like 2 years old. My mom, she's here. She's doing really well. But she didn't raise me either. She's really grown, but she didn't raise me either. My grandmother raised me, and that's where I got these conservative values.
One thing that a lot of people don't realize, if you look back at the at the census numbers from the 50s, the marriage rate in black communities and white communities was about the same. You had families. Many, including me, would lay blame to the absence of fathers in so many homes, not only as a major part of the crime issue, the disproportionate numbers of crimes committed by young African-American men who are shooting each other in the streets of Chicago and every other major city, gang membership, all that kind of stuff, that when the government declared war on poverty, they really declared war on you. because it's been incredibly damaging over a 60-year period now. Nothing's gotten better. There's still plenty of poverty. But how do we get that to change? Why? I think I've seen numbers that indicate that black support for President Trump has grown because people are saying, you know what, this guy tells the truth. And you respect that. And this is bad news for Democrats who expect you. I mean, could they be? To me, it's like slavery by checkbook. Instead of, you know, chains, it's checks. If you want to keep getting, you know, this support, you've got to reelect us. And you've got some just a real clown show representing you in Congress, like Maxine Waters, who has a $4 million house not in her district. What a joke. I don't, you know, this all needs to change. And now the whole party seems to be more interested, not in you, but people that aren't even citizens of this country.
It's just really interesting. You bring up Maxine Waters. She's just like all the people in Hollywood. She lives in a big mansion. She's against Trump's border wall, but she lives in a gated mansion. So that's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, they lecture people about guns. They want to take your guns and everything, but they walk around with armed bodyguards. It's just hypocrisy from that side. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just amazing hypocrisy. They want to take people's guns, but they walk around with armed bodyguards. So they don't want us defending ourselves.
Well, I'm praying that the day comes when you won't feel so unique. Do you sense, though, that there is momentum growing, that that people are taking a second look at what the Democrats have done, what they're offering, and maybe thinking, ready to take a different look?
Well, I sense that it's growing, but it's still way too slow. It's growing, but it's growing way too slowly. It's growing surely, but just way too slowly. Like I was telling Larry, the numbers are still incredibly small. The reason, see, Obama, he got elected because 2 million more black people voted for Obama who didn't vote for Hillary.
Right.
So all of these African Americans who oppose Trump, they're somewhat the reason he's in the White House, because they didn't go out and vote for Hillary like they voted for Obama.
Right.
They a lot of them voted for him just because skin color. And that's just crazy. So we're moving in the right direction, but it's still, we got a long way to go. It's still so slow, and it's still such a small number.
You guys can stay a few more minutes, right?
Sure. Yeah.
By the way, visit my Facebook page, Greg Goodell, and make your predictions. We're doing a double Duncan and Some Predictathon this week. Both games are up there. Make your prediction. If you are the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game, you'll win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto and a $100 gift certificate that you can use for anything at Don Duncan. And hey, maybe you'll be the person that performs the mathematical miracle and predicts the precise outcome on both games. Go to my Facebook page, get those in. I'll check on those scores and the totals in just a minute. At 3:20, I mentioned Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Thomas, and Rosie. What do we have booked a week from today?
We have another sit-in. And, actually two. Of course, I'll be here
yes,
to answer the phones.
But we have to make some adjustments.
Okay.
I was told by Dana and Jacqueline that they're coming here Friday.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And we gotta figure out where we're going to put Seth Spotlow on the schedule. We got to get into that.
I already know.
Oh, good. Yes. She is, you know, she learned well from you, Mr. Stevens, because she has stepped into this position on a very abrupt basis and done a phenomenal job for me.
My ex-students they're excellent.
It is 3:20. Speaking of Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, their practice is specializing in representing the interests of men in matters of divorce. If you visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, you'll see some powerful testimonials on the difference they've made. The key thing being, find good, rock-solid representation, people to be your advocate, so you can focus on the changes that come in the aftermath of a divorce. There's plenty on the plate to deal with. Let them handle the legal aspects, the negotiations, and present you with an agreement that you can live with. Dana Delkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson have also helped people in other situations as well. Many times getting to the table to have a discussion has saved a marriage. Reach out at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. The website, again, is divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Back in 2 minutes.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. A lot of girls rodeo queening, they wonder why they crown a different girl every year, and that's because there is no perfect mold. We each bring something unique and different to the table. And so my main message is for girls to embrace your individuality and have confidence knowing who you are and what you want. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like gibberish.
Rinna Sreen and Troubleen and Fremen Kemedin.
Happy National Gibberish Day. Observed annually on September 20th.
Here with more, Paula Abdul. It is 324 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. As you're listening, from my left to your right, Rosie is here this afternoon. Larry Stevens and Ahmad Jones, an African-American conservative, who we're so happy to have you on the air with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And we hope this is the first of other appearances as well.
Absolutely. I'll be back.
We need a talk show host like you.
Really?
We really do, yeah.
I told him. He was talking about this.
Well,
Larry
is one of my best friends now, so he's going to get me set up.
Well, we're a place that allows...
I'll be back to see him again, so...
Good. So you'll be back to see us now. We have a call?
Doug,
good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great. Young man, Damon, do you know of or have you communicated with K. Carl Smith?
I have not.
Okay. Facebook, Twitter. He came to the Wetumpka Tea Party about 3 or 4 years ago. He is a Frederick Douglass Republican. Do you know who Frederick Douglass is?
Yes.
We had somebody from the guy who, and this is years ago, so pardon me for not remembering the name, but we've had a representative from that organization on the show in the past.
It probably was K. Carl the same time, it probably was the same week that he spoke at our monthly meeting. Tall, slender, he would have been late 40s, early 30s, African-American, very extremely well-educated and just... doesn't mind being called Uncle Tom. I mean, I hate to say that. I know that's politically incorrect, but I just... Young man, if you look him up, y'all can collaborate. I mean, he's grown his message to where it's his full-time job now.
Yeah, I would definitely...
He travels the country. His main principles are that we need to be self-responsible and we need to learn to think independently and with logic.
Absolutely.
And do the opposite of Ronald Reagan. Don't trust and verify. Verify first, and then you can learn to either trust or distrust.
What's his last name? K. Carl?
Smith.
Smith.
The letter K and then C-A-R-L. K. Carl Smith, okay. Frederick Douglass Republican.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for taking the call, Greg.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Becky Gerritsen would remember who that person was, because I believe Becky was the person that set that up. It is 3:26, and this is?
This is Robert.
Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, the young man that's speaking right now, I beg a different with him on the vote count, because not only that the black, 10% black did not vote for Hillary Clinton, we voted for Obama, we voted for Donald Trump, because we read through the BS that the Democrats were reading to us. So if more blacks voted for Donald Trump this round than the Republicans ever received from blacks. So blacks woke up and realized that 10% of us that you said didn't put our loyalty back behind Hillary Clinton, that's the 10% of us that realized that the Democrats were not doing anything for us.
That's really, that may be true. I don't know the exact facts behind that, but
yeah,
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
When we read through all that no ways tied and all that coming around when you need our vote, we went with the best person this time, and the best person was Donald Trump. That's where the 10% of the black vote that she didn't get go. That's where it went.
But I think that's probably been reflected in the fact that the unemployment rate among African Americans is
the lowest,
historically the lowest.
As I say, the American dream, a livable wage.
And you want that for everybody. It's not just anybody else. It's for everybody.
It's all behind his philosophy. His philosophy is the rich gonna be rich, but when whatever float their boat gonna float your little thingy. Whatever float that yacht gonna make your little boat float.
That's right.
Yeah.
A rising tide floats all boats.
If everybody's successful, then
when the rich make more money, they gonna invest their money. When they invest their money, they hire those people that don't have jobs. Poor people cannot hire anybody.
Mm-hmm. And basically what the Democrats, because they're getting crazier by the day, are offering to take away our cars, our mode of transportation,
our cows.
Yeah, they got to have our cows.
Yeah, they want to take the steak off your plate. Well, they're having one for themselves.
Of course.
Affect them, but
the best way to keep your boat in pool is to make them dependency. Your dependency is going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And it's an addictive drug for some, and that we've got to break that chain.
So, sir, that's what the 10% of us realize, that our future was in someone else that's going to make a better life for us all. That's where that 10% went that she didn't get.
I really appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. Right. And we'll talk to Bill at 3:29.
Hello, Mr. Stevens.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to hear you back on the air for a little bit.
Well, it's good to get back on. Greg allows me to come in every now and then.
Welcome here anytime.
And so I get my radio fix.
We kick off employees to make room for Larry Stevens. Are you kidding?
Yeah, really?
Well, and your other gentleman there,
DeMond,
you're kind of a fresh breath of fresh air for me. You know, I've worked around a lot of black Americans, and I will tell you that by and far, most of them are conservative when it comes to principle. What I don't understand is how they get so liberal in their vote when most of the time they are so conservative. They understand you can't spend what you don't own. So, and that's the reason I say that. Most people, when you talk to them, are very conservative.
I have a friend that DeMond has met, a young woman, African American, and she attends church with us, and she is really conservative in her views. And maybe I shouldn't have said that, because I don't want people to know I've been talking about her. But anyway, but she's really conservative in her views. I feel like she's pro-life. She's got all the values. But in some of it, I think, is that all their lives, that this is the way they've been raised, you know, that mom and dad were. And they can't imagine mom and dad ever being wrong. But I can tell you, when mom and dad were Democrats 50 years ago or whatever it was, that party was a vastly different party.
Oh, yeah.
Just go back and listen to
John F. Kennedy.
And, and you will see how conservative the Democratic Party was at that time.
I was a Democrat back then.
Well, and it's like people will say, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me, you know, kind of thing.
It's not just that, but they have gone so off the deep end with the stuff they're embracing, getting behind the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Lopez, who, I mean, we're supposed to completely alter our American lifestyle because a 29-year-old bartender with a fake economics degree thinks that the world's going to end in 11 years. When I hear that whiny, shrill, pink-peeling voice of hers talk and telling me that Miami's going to be gone in 10 years. I heard that in 1986, AOC. It's still there. The beach hasn't moved. It's not lapping up against Federal Highway. Cut the crapola.
Go back to, just Google sometime, predictions from 1972. Remember the whole Save the Earth campaign?
Sure.
Everybody was, save the Earth. Well, they were out trying to save the Earth, and there were going to be millions of people dying if we did not do something in just a few years. I mean, I'm not talking about 30 years. It was like 10 years. We'd have all these millions dead because right. of in America.
Yeah.
And all these dire predictions that the world would be over, you know, here we are, you know, almost, what, 50 years later.
We're still here.
And we're still here. And things are still fine. And, you know, we go through a few weeks of hot weather. Well, that's global warming. Well, you know, I've lived long enough. I was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina in 1967, and it was as hot as it's been here in Winston-Salem for a period of time.
You're trying to tell us that Dorian is, this is what climate change looks like. No.
No.
The ocean in that area is littered with sunken wrecks of Spanish galleons that got caught up in hurricanes 400 years ago.
So exactly.
Just cut the crap, for crying out loud. Got to run. Thanks for the call. It is 3:33. One of the most inspiring Facebook pages is Gulf States Mobilities in Wetumpka. And earlier this week, I posted something. It's an example of the kinds of things that can be done to provide mobility to people who have caught that incredibly tough break. A swing set for a young man with wheelchair access. This is a house of invention that restores choices to people who've got the toughest of breaks, a loss of mobility. And in so many cases, whether it's one of our wounded heroes, somebody who was innocently, like our friend Donnie, just trying to get home one night, and a drunk driver changes his life forever. We don't want to think that those things can't happen to us, but they can, and when they do, Gulf States Mobility is there to begin the process of choice restoration with a customized approach to each and every situation, because there is no one-size-fits-all. They've even put people back on the road. You can check their Facebook page. The vehicles they equip and sell with friendly long-term loan arrangements on their lot at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. I urge you, and of course they, like me, we hope that you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but check out their Facebook page and thank them for the work they do to show appreciation for your own ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go. 514-6590 is the number. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Traffic at 3:34. We'll be back.
As we roll through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have a new accident on Ann Street near Lee High School, so be careful if you're going through that area. We still see MPD working the accident at the Boulevard and South Court. If you are on the interstates, everybody's moving at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big problems on the 31s. We're starting to see a crowd headed towards Wetumpka, so be careful there. Friday afternoon traffic is always really busy. Be careful and keep your eyes on the traffic around you. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent Wings. 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 727-879-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margarita Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Margarita's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
O'Reilly. If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby today announced that five local airports across the state of Alabama will receive $2.63 million in FAA grants. The federal funding was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation for various airport improvements to support infrastructure construction, safety advances, and equipment acquisition. Alabama has again set a new record low unemployment rate. Alabama's August unemployment rate is 3.1%, down from July's rate of 3.3%. Wilcox County remains the highest unemployment at 6.9%. And Governor Kay Ivey is undergoing surgery for lung cancer today. She made the announcement yesterday. Governor Ivey says over the past few weeks, her longtime family doctor found a spot on her lung during a routine exam. Ivey says more tests confirmed that it was a small tumor. This morning, Governor Ivey had an outpatient procedure at UAB. I'm Ellis Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wouldn't say it feels like fall, but it certainly feels better than it was earlier in the week. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature falls to a very tolerable 65. Then for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. I think it's going to be a nice day. Tolerable humidity, lots of sun, high around 90. We're back to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow night. And then Sunday, with a high temperature up to about 93, we're still dry. And I think the mid-90s will be back with us on Monday and Tuesday. Still no rain, and fall officially begins on Monday in the pre-dawn hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We were talking about the doom facing our planet. We've got to save the planet. George Carlin was a prophet. Listen.
So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine.
Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
And this kind of mental illness spreading leads to statements like this.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
There you go.
Because on the count of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
You have to be a 24-karat grade-A moron to believe that going through a traffic circle...
Let's go do this. What year was the Carlin thing?
That had to be 1992, I think.
Okay, so 1990. Did you hear the audience?
Yeah.
And they applauding and mm-hmm. laughing. You know, today Carlin would be kicked off the stage.
Yeah, Rudolph.
They'd be throwing eggs at him.
And that's a shame because
he couldn't go on any college campus with that kind of a show.
I mean, but since Carlin did that, what we've had is a couple, maybe three generations of students indoctrinated into this. Mm-hmm. This phony narrative. Man, there are plenty of legitimate scientists who will tell you, I'm trying to line up a paleontologist to be on the show because they know better than anybody else that the cycles of weather in the history of our planet have been far more extreme than anything that's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
The number one determiner of our climate is the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So unless these geniuses have a plan to build some kind of a rocket that'll push us just far enough away from the sun to make it a little cooler so we won't have, you know, I remember Obama. Whoa, the rising tide! The guy that tells us that he's going to, you know, lower the tides or raise the waves or whatever the hell it was, buys a house in Martha's Vineyard for $16 million.
Right.
It's next to the water. So if it's really going to, you know, wipe out civilization in areas that are close to the ocean, why would you buy a house there? Unless you really knew it was all a bunch of crap.
Maybe he didn't really believe that.
I think we're onto something there.
I think so.
This is Clint. Hey, Clint.
Hey, sir. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
We're good.
I'm good. I couldn't believe Rosie knew my voice. She knew my name.
That's
couldn't
me.
Believe.
Well, you've been known to us for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Your guest today, what's it, Larry?
Larry Stevens?
Yeah. sir, you a good addition to the show.
You should be
on there more often.
Well, now, how long have you lived in Montgomery?
Well, I started out with Don Markwell.
Okay. You know, I was on the radio here for, probably 35, 37 years.
Yeah, but I bounce around.
Yeah.
I've been homeless a few times, and...
I'm settled
back down, and Rick Peters... I think he's making good changes in 93.1.
Well, and I love being on here. Greg Budell and I have become really good friends. I count him among one of my best friends. And, Chris, I have a full-time business, so it prohibits me sometimes from being on here. But I do handle advertising, so I'll show you how much I like Greg Budell. A lot of stuff you hear on Greg Budell comes from my clients. So
I believe that.
Yeah.
We're very grateful for that, too.
Yeah.
And Rick Peters, you know, he's a good man, you know.
Good fish.
Tell you a story. I built his privacy fence and his pergola in his backyard when they were putting in his pool. Of course, Rick probably ain't going to remember me, but me, one other guy, we did a fence.
You never forget the person that puts in your privacy fence, let me tell you.
Yeah, Greg is great. And I'm happy for Joy. It's a good deal. I think Rick can make some good changes. And Mr. Larry, I hope you hang on with Greg for a while.
I'm going to sit in some more with him, I think.
Clint,
yeah,
thanks
I hope
for the
you
call.
Do.
Yes, we will. The door is always open for Larry Stevens, and we will be right back with Larry and Guest in just a moment.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any 2 Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football Films presents, you like handoffs? NFL quarterbacks are dropping like flies, and owners are saying actual Hail Marys. Where will the league be without its star QBs led by no-name, no-talent backup hacks? Where NFL Sundays used to be filled with 40-yard bombs and precise screen passes, they'll now be filled with incompletions, interceptions, and more sacks than any fan can handle. So when the air attack is literally offensive, the football faithful are left with one last burning question. You like handoffs?
Supposedly, a referee said to one of the Miami Dolphins when they were getting blown up by the Patriots, had tackled Tom Brady and was told, leave him alone.
Really?
Yeah, because the NFL star quarterbacks are dropping like flies, and I've also seen quite a few empty seats in NFL stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you about that, this kneeling.
I don't like it. I don't stand. I mean, it's just, I always stand for the national anthem. I mean, I don't like, because a lot of people, it's not so much that a lot of people, they have a problem with protesting. It's how Kaepernick is protesting.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a disrespect to the military, to the flag, to all that stuff. And that's why it's alienating a lot of people, and a lot of people are boycotting, because they feel it's a disrespect to the military, to the flag and everything.
Well, I always stand. It's hard to see him as oppressed when he's making $12 million a year.
Definitely. So it just really makes any sense. And I'm an African-American, and I'm saying this. Yeah. I stand for the flag. I love this country. I love my freedoms. I'm blessed to be here.
See, I think if he would say, look, I'm worth $12.5 million or whatever, and guys, you can be a success too. You live in a land where you have unlimited possibilities, where you know you can make money. It depends on you. I mean, it depends on how much you want to get in there and do. I mean, you don't have to work at all. You can be a failure. That's the thing about America. You're free to be a failure. You're free to be successful.
You're talking about the abuse you've taken, being called an Uncle Tom. So, how much of this hate is taught in the home, or is it taught on the streets, or what? Because I don't know anybody that wakes up in the morning that wants bad things for black people or anybody.
It's not really, it's certainly not something that's taught. It's just, it's almost like a culture. So it's like, it's about who you're around. Uh-huh. So they're around others, and they hear the things that they're saying. Like, certain people, they hear people calling people Uncle Toms and stuff. And so that just carries over to other people. So they're saying, hey, this person is calling him an Uncle Tom because he has these views. So other people are going to start calling him an Uncle Tom. So it's not really, I don't really say it's taught, but it certainly is learned. And it's like a culture. That's where it comes from.
You gotta see
that's
this,
just my opinion.
You got to see this change. Would like to see him become more active in politics.
Yeah, well, and we were just sitting here talking about it. He's a young man, and you know, there are probably again because of the fact that there are political candidates in Roanoke, Virginia, where he's from.
Right,
and of course,
it's so blue.
By the way, Virginia,
it's so blue.
And the attorney general for the state, both pictured wearing blackface, and they still have their jobs?
It's because they're Dems.
Yeah.
If they were Republicans, they would have been out of there.
Absolutely.
The next day. And now Trudeau. And he's also announced that there are other photos.
But you know what he blamed it on? You saw that today.
What he
blamed it on white. He blamed it because of white privilege. That's
is that what that is?
That's white privilege is why he did it. See, wasn't really him. It was just white privilege.
We don't have time for the whole ball here, but I've experienced homelessness and addiction and down, I mean, in the gutter, okay? And that either becomes the moment you give up and die, or you say, this is the last day I'm going to do this.
And definitely.
I chose the latter. I don't recall having any privilege that made anything easier. I mean, the walk back to a life was long, slow, and required a lot of work. And nothing was handed to me because I was white. If anything...
Well,
I don't understand that at all.
It's interesting how Damon and I have a very similar background. I was raised by grandparents. I did not know my dad. My mother was out of my life by the time I was 2 years old.
Wow.
I never lived with her. My grandparents raised me, which again helped me with my values. But I was raised very poor. I told him, I said, guess where we had to go to the bathroom? It was about 50 feet out behind the house in this little shack.
Man.
And we had no running water. You know, I mean, I grew up in a very poor area of the country, and I don't know what white privilege helped me. I made up my mind I was going to be as good as I could be at my craft. I wanted to do radio. I started when I was 15, and I worked hard at it. And I got to Montgomery, and luckily, by God's blessing, I found a company that I just loved working for, and you know, here I am still 50 years later down here.
We're getting close to the top of the hour. It's been great to have you guys in. I hope you'll come back and visit us.
I would love to.
By the way,
an honor.
I just checked the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon, and the Auburn game is kicking the Alabama game's butt, and I'm not happy about that.
I wonder why.
Where are you,
though?
Well, they're playing a better opponent, though.
Yeah, they're playing A&M, so it's...
Well, I want to see which Predict-a-thon gets the most participation. And right now, we've had over 100 on the Auburn side and less than 100 on the Alabama side. And we need to get you in there. Hey, it's a great prize to win. A complete service on your car from Don Duncan and a $100 gift certificate. But that won't happen on the Alabama game until we get 100 predictions.
That's right. You better get with it, Tide.
Before I leave, somebody had called and wanted me to say thanks for listening to, and then as a result,
I've got it right here.
My old call letters.
It says, please get Larry to say WHHY and Y102 for me, please.
Okay, I was thanks for listening to WHHY, Y102. How about that? Spread the word, folks. Remember the spread the word stickers?
I do.
And you can go back and listen to that over and over and over again when we get to the podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for coming by. Larry, we hope
enjoyed
to see
it.
You real soon.
Thank
come
you,
back,
sir.
Please.
Thank you.
As we roll our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees another accident to tell you about. We have one on the Eastern Boulevard right at Ware's Ferry Road, so please use care in that area. Police are still working the accident on the South Boulevard at Court Street, and we have an accident in the Prattville area. It is on I-65 northbound, just north of Highway 14 coming out of Millbrook, so be careful there. The traffic on Friday afternoon is always extra busy. Keep your eyes open for the cars around you and be safe this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At 3:58 on News Talk 93.1 FM, next time you have a painting project, remember what my dad taught me. Cheap paint gets you a cheap result. And he was right. When it's $6 a gallon, you're using your roller to chase the running drips down the wall. It dries. You can still see the old paint. That's your time, too, that's at stake. So do-it-yourselfers, choose John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Whether you're doing interior or exterior painting, get the professional result with the paint that the professionals use. And that's Richard's Paint for the interior and John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, for the exterior, a low-viscosity paint that does not allow the development of mildew and stands up to whatever elements Alabama can throw at it in any extreme. The pros go there because they quote a job knowing that if they have the right paint, they can get it done in the time that they have calculated. And your time has value, too. They can also help you with challenges like what type of surface you're painting, what's the right roller to use, the right brushes to get the maximum result. Run down a checklist so when you start your project, you don't have to drop everything and run back for something you forgot. They have been in